ding went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Ragusa will be conducting songs and storytelling about growing up in Buffalo and then starring on Broadway. It will feature many musical selections, from the classics, Judy Garland, to Broadway standards.
To be able to focus my evening on growing up in Buffalo, experiences I had in Buffalo that made me who I am today, you know, moving through to, you know, getting to New York and all of my Broadway shows and meeting my husband and all of that. It's just going to be a lovely evening of some storytelling and great, terrific songs that fit within the themes that I'm going to be telling. So I'm really excited about it. I mean, it is a little, you know, nerve-wracking because I've never done this before, but I couldn't think of a better place to try this out than Buffalo. Everything worth living for is there. I've chosen all of the music, and I'm writing all of the patter, and I'm choosing what stories I want to tell, so it's really all on me. And you feel, you know, pressure and, you know, oh, I hope everybody likes it, because it's really just you. It's not like, well, if you didn't like the story, I didn't write it. I am the story.
Can you give us a sneak peek or some idea of maybe one or two songs?
Well, I'm going to be singing a song from Sunset Boulevard is how I'm not going to say what it is, but that's going to be my opener because I think the lyrics really speak to what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing a song that my dad had arranged for the BPO when I was 8 years old.
Was your dad a composer?
My dad was an arranger. He did do some compositions of his own, but this piece that I'm doing is actually, it is the theme song from the summer of 42. And he did this beautiful arrangement for the BPO, and it's such a beautiful story because, you know, he took his little girl, and I got to go and sit when I was 8 or 9 years old in the audience with him. And then they put him in a spotlight when it was done, and it was magical to me. Absolutely magical. So I can't wait to tell that story and sing that song. So it's a lot of things like that, you know, of relationships that I have in Buffalo and how they formed who I am today, you know, going to Niagara, you know, all of that. So I really think it's going to be a fun evening.
What a great tribute to your father.
Yeah.
Terrific. So you just wrapped up Hello Dolly at the Riverside Theater in Vero Beach, correct?
I did. I stepped into those shoes for the first time, and it was a tremendous experience. And the audiences down there, you know, they turned us all into superstars. It just everybody embraced the show, and it was a really just fantastic, lovely experience. And, you know, when I left New Jersey, it was 2 below 0. So there's nothing wrong with going down to Florida when that's the case.
What was different for you in doing that role?
Well, the main thing that was different was the fact that I had absolutely no preconceived impression of what the character should be. I've never seen Hello Dolly live or the movie, never saw any of it. And my director is somebody I've worked with a number of times. Actually, he is the gentleman who directed the BPO concerts I did of Funny Girl and Kiss Me Kate. So it was great to be working with him because I trust him implicitly, and he knows the show inside and out. So I think just having to just trust myself and believe that what I was going to create was going to be great and something the audiences would like, and to not look at any of those other materials. I think that just having to trust myself, it worked out great. I never looked at Hello Dolly because I always thought, well, I'm too young to play Dolly.
Right.
So, you know, we get older and these are the roles you start to step into, you know. So I think that's one of the reasons why I just didn't really have a point of reference for it.
Is that hard psychologically for an actress?
Listen, you know, as with anybody, you just want to be appreciated and you want to be hired and you want to feel that you are marketable. Whatever, you know, size, shape, age, color, whatever, to be just still marketable and hireable. It's always wonderful. And that's something that I am, you know, thrilled about because this is 26 years for me. You know, I started out the ingenue and now I'm a character woman. So it's all good.
Tell us, what else will you be working on? You're back in the New York area now. Will you be touring this summer? What will you be working on?
Well, at the moment, I am scheduled in June. I'm going to be going to Madison, Wisconsin, and starring in a symphony version of Gypsy. So we're going to do a staged concert version, sort of like what I've done at the BPO. We're going to do Gypsy. So I'm going to go and star in that for them. And it's a 25-piece orchestra, and it's going to be sensational. And there is a chance. I've got a couple of irons in the fire. We're seeing if we can work out the dates for work this summer. So can't really talk about it because I don't have pen to paper yet.
Well, Michelle Ragusa, Buffalo native and Broadway star, we're looking forward to seeing you in the spotlight with Michelle Ragusa at Kleinhans Music Hall. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Eileen. Always fun.